At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 to 4. John Cobell Show on Demand. And also Conway coming up at 4 o'clock here. All right, let's talk about... We've got a lot going on over the next few weeks because they're still working on getting signatures to do the big rewrite of Prop 47. And soon we'll be able to find out if they got enough signatures to get that on the ballot. Now, the legislature knows that people are unhappy with Prop 47, and it seems like they want to give the impression that they're doing something about, let's say, all the retail theft that goes on to make you think that they realize Prop 47 has got big issues. But Bill Assaley wants to take this on because the Attorney General Rob Bonta and the Speaker of the Assembly, Robert Rivas, announced they have a big legislative package to address crime. Let's get Bill Assaley on to talk about what his impression is of what they're trying to do. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm fine. You don't think much of this package that the legislature and the Attorney General are unveiling. First, can you explain what it is they claim they're going to do with this new legislation and why it falls short?
Sure. Let me just say, I've never heard people speak so much and say so little. They just talk and they bloviate. And when you get down to the meat of it, there's nothing there. So today they said they introduced a bunch of bills to address retail theft. This is their new hot word now. It's retail theft, or organized retail theft. But when you really look at the stats, organized retail theft isn't the problem. It is individuals who are going in and stealing. And it's very, very hard to build a case for organized retail theft. So a lot of what they're doing isn't really going to fix the heart of the problem. Some of the bills they've introduced, for example, they say, oh, we're going to allow a police officer to arrest for a misdemeanor not committed in his presence, like shoplifting. What they don't tell you is that an arrest does not mean putting someone in handcuffs and hauling them to jail. It means writing them a citation. That's counted as an arrest by the government.
Everything,
that's all you can do when someone steals.
Everything is about deception. And it has been for 10 years since they introduced Prop 47. They claimed it was a Safe Streets and Neighborhoods Act, or the Safe Schools and Neighborhoods Act. And it's been always about lying and deception. And you're right. Most of the theft is individuals stealing from everywhere on a daily basis. There's a few organized criminal rings, and that gets the headlines. That gets the media coverage because you see 30 guys in Nordstrom's running off with thousands of dollars worth of handbags. So they're playing to that bias that people see on TV.
Yes. And so, and if you look at the details on some of this stuff, so they say they have a bill that's going to let you aggregate thefts over multiple days, but you got to read the bill. You can only aggregate if they're related acts. And it's very difficult to establish that what you stole on one day is somehow related to a theft that you committed on the other, unless there's some big conspiracy and you went out and did a bunch of stuff. So that's not going to have any teeth. What Prop 47 did that was so devastating is it took away the ability to send people to prison. And none of the bills that they talked about today will result in a single person, additional person, going to prison. At most, maybe some additional county time. But, John, we had a great law. It said if you commit three petty thefts over a long period of time, the fourth theft will be a felony that's punishable by prison. And we sent a lot of people to prison for stealing for more than three times, because now you've graduated from a petty thief to a grand thief. And so that's what the ballot initiative is going to do. It's going to put teeth back into the law and get those laws back on the books that DAs can use to actually send people to prison. Do you remember when they were trying to empty the prisons and Jerry Brown was complaining that the DAs were still figuring out ways of how to convict people and put them in prison?
Prosecuting criminals. Yeah, Jerry Brown called up DAs personally saying, in effect, why are you trying to put criminals in prison?
Yes.
That was nuts.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about when you get to the heart of it. It's none of this window dressing, compassion, blah, blah, blah. It's about emptying the prison. So you'll see a theme here. They will never, ever pass a bill that results in someone going to prison, more people going to prison, because they just have – this is like their new religion.
Well, they also can't touch Prop 47 on their own anyway. It has to be – it would have to be revised by a ballot referendum.
Yeah, and they wrote it like that. It's kind of funny. I think they were worried about a legislature coming in and wanting to weaken it. So they said – the only way you could change Prop 47 is by resubmitting it to the voters. Well, so, I actually think I'd rather have the voters rewrite it at this point than this legislature. So that might not be a bad thing for us.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what's so deceptive about it. They're acting as if they're taking on Prop 47 when they know legally they cannot. They can't do anything to it.
No, and also they won't admit that Prop 47 is the problem. They'll deflect. And you should follow Ashley Zavala is a reporter up here. She actually does a good job. She was tweeting today about how they had this like 20-minute press conference, and then they didn't allow the reporters to ask any questions. And she said, "Well, why did you call a press conference if we're not even allowed to ask questions?" And her question was going to be, "What is new in these bills? Because this is the same package you guys announced in January. You just repackaged them and announced them again. There's nothing new. And how does this address Prop 47? But she wasn't able to ask any of those questions because
that's a lot,
John. It's not about transparency. It's about just regurgitating.
It's about bullying the journalists, and the journalists go along with it. The journalists should start screaming at them. That should be the video on the news: is the journalists revolting against all these bastards in the legislature? Yeah, they bully the laws that they presented today are a load of nonsense. It's all misdirection and lies. It's all theater. And, of course, you can't question them because it would fall apart like a house of cards in 15 seconds. Who does she work
for?
They're
very thin-skinned. Ashley works for, I think it's the CBS affiliate up here. I'm not sure. But she's actually one of the aggressive ones, and she was the one that went after Mia Bonta and put a camera in her face when she was going to be the chair of the committee that funds her husband's department, the Attorney General. Department. She was going to be the chair of that committee, and all she asked was, "Isn't that a conflict that you're married to the guy who you're overseeing?"
Yeah, we don't have
and,
any. We don't have
that. She got removed.
We don't have any TV reporters in LA who do that. None. I mean, none of them cover anything in Sacramento anyway. But even if they don't go after any of the local politicians here, they're all afraid. They apologize when they ask a tough question for the most part.
I will say, if any reporters are listening, come to Sacramento. We don't have that many good reporters up here, and these Democrats are so thin-skinned and fragile, you don't have to do much to get a reaction out of them, and it would make for great TV.
Well, I mean, watch
some of the committee hearings when I ask some hard questions. They totally flip out that there's any opposition to them at all.
Well, they haven't been challenged for the most part for many years. Even Newsom gets really flustered if he's challenged hard on something. They don't have the muscles to do that because it's been a one-party town with an approving media at all times. And there hasn't been honest debate in many, many years on any of this stuff. I mean, the only reason Prop 47 got passed to begin with is the media just repeated that it was the Safe Schools and Neighborhoods Act. They never challenged all the terrible things that were going to they never explained all the terrible things that were going to happen. But we did.
Well, they lied because they knew it wouldn't pass if they were being honest about it. They have to be deceitful. The other thing, too, Joe, you have to remember, they have a super majority. When you have a super majority, you have a lot of power, and they're not afraid to use it. And so a lot of people do walk around here scared. That includes the lobbyists, that includes business people, that includes Republicans, because they can remove you from your committee. They can kill your precious little bill. They could take out money for your cities. I mean, they're very retaliatory. And so that's why you don't see much opposition up here. I've just decided I have nothing to lose, so I just go after them.
But you're like the last guy left.
The way it works up here.
You're like the last guy left in the legislature who's calling them out. I can't believe the public is happy with one-party rule. I'm just astonished. If they even know what goes on, probably most people aren't even aware.
Wait until they have to balance this $70 billion deficit in less than 2 months. I think the public's not going to like it.
All right, Bill. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, John. Thank you for having me.
Bill Asaley, the Republican Assemblyman from Riverside, about the fake, phony package of bills that they unleashed in the Assembly today, and the Attorney General claiming that they're going to go after retail theft. But you get the details. It is a lot of window dressing, and it's a lot of gas. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to put anybody in jail. They're trying to give you the impression that they're going to revise Prop 47. They can't. It has to come from a referendum. When we come back, I'll play a little clip of the California Assembly Speaker, Robert Rivas. They're incredibly dishonest. And, you know, that's what we do here is we say, here, this is dishonest. This is false. This isn't true. Here's what's really going on. And we'll do that next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're just talking with Bill Asaley, who gave a pretty blistering critique of the idiot Democratic leaders, the Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, and also the Attorney General Rob Bonta. They're trying to fool you again. They know that there is a big rebellion coming against Prop 47, so they unveiled a package of bills that they say they're going to go after retail theft, organized retail theft, but it's another magic trick. It's actually, the package is not going to put anybody in prison. Few, if any, people will ever go to prison because of it. Most of the theft is daily theft done by a lot of homeless people, let's start with, and low-level criminals, because the thievery is not prosecuted anymore. It just isn't. And it all came from Prop 47. And Prop 47 is why we have so much retail theft going on, and burglaries and car break-ins and homeless people in the streets and drug addiction in the street. It all came from Prop 47. And I'm hoping they're going to get enough signatures to put a major revision on the ballot in November. We'll see. We'll find out in a matter of weeks. But Bill was talking about how they give a press conference. They won't let reporters question them, which is an abomination. And they just fill the air with gas and verbosity. Well, here is the California Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas talking about this retail theft package.
You know, our focus is on this package of bills. All seven will be heard in Public Safety Committee. And so, as I've said, as I've maintained, you know, since the beginning of the year, you know, I believe in the legislative process. This is our, you know, opportunity in the spirit of collaboration to work together, to refine a lot of these bills and ideas to get good public policy. And, you know, there's no turning back the clock on the criminal justice reforms that have been enacted. For us, it's understanding the root causes of this problem, which is complex.
All right, stop right there. There you go. There's no turning back the clock on the reform. That's Prop 47. There's no turning back the clock, even though it's a failure, even though it led to an enormous amount of retail theft, home burglaries, car theft, all the drug addiction in the street, all the homeless situation. There's no going, there's no turning back the clock. It's because they have a religious belief that people can't be thrown into prison anymore. So you know right there, he gives away the game. This new package is not going to send people to prison. It's not. Most retail theft is not organized theft. It gets the video headlines on television and causes people to react. And then he says the root causes of crime are complex. No, they're not. It's simple. It becomes a business in a way. It's a way to profit. You steal stuff, you resell it, you make money. You make money, you buy drugs. You steal stuff, you use it. That's all. You steal stuff because you can. You steal stuff because it's allowed. It's virtually legalized in this state. That's why people steal stuff, because it's sitting there and there's no consequences. So why not steal it and resell it? I mean, I see, oh God, the drugstore in my neighborhood, it is so irritating. You can't buy anything anymore. You can't buy, excuse me, a bottle of Tylenol, for God's sakes. They steal the Tylenol. Why? It's not because they have a really bad headache. They resell it on eBay. You can do it in minutes. You take it to the fence. Root causes are complex. Robert Rivas is such a load, such a liar. You know what really goes on in the assembly, in the state Senate? There's a story today in Cal Matters that most of the Democrats rarely vote against any bills. They never vote no. It's impolite to vote no on a colleague's bill. They have a guy named Mike Fong. He's cast 6,000 votes in 6,000 votes in 2 years. He never voted no once. Pilar Schiavo has had 2,000 chances to vote. She has never voted no. Cal Matters examined more than 1 million votes cast by legislators since 2017, found that Democrats vote no less than 1% of the time. In fact, the former Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon told the California Labor Federation last year, there's only two effing buttons on your desk. There's a green button, there's a red button. 99% of the time, the green button is the labor button. In other words, that's the one you use. 99% of the time, the green button means you're doing the right thing, and the red button means that you're an a-hole. So when there really is a vote that a legislator can't stomach or it's going to cause too much of a disruption in his district, they abstain. That's why they never vote no. And you know when they did it? They did this specifically in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. For example, for child sex trafficking. Remember when the bill died in the Public Safety Committee? Little girls were being sold into sex slavery. It wasn't until Newsom got involved and then some of the Democrats apologized and then voted yes on the measure. Three fentanyl-related bills died last year because Democrats wouldn't vote on it. They would even have, there was parents. One bill had 22 bipartisan co-sponsors and would pass if it reached the Senate floor. They had parents whose children had died from fentanyl testifying to the committee, but there were four members of the Senate Public Safety Committee. These four should rot in hell. Nancy Skinner, Stephen Bradford, Aisha Wahab, Scott Weiner, they refused to vote. They were silent during the roll call. And by the way, they don't respond to interview requests about it. The bill was Alexandria's Law. For a woman who died from fentanyl and would require judges to read a warning to defendants who've been convicted of dealing fentanyl, that if they dealt the drugs again, they could be charged with murder. 100 people testified at the hearing, almost all in support of the bill. Many of them sharing experience with fentanyl deaths. A Democrat was sponsoring it. He wrote it, Tom Umberg. But Nancy Skinner, Stephen Bradford, Aisha Wahab, and Scott Weiner wouldn't vote no. They just stayed silent. Cowardly rats. More coming up.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I know the last thing you want to hear about is a COVID story. No, nobody ever wants to revisit that time. Nobody wants to rehash all the debates. But there's something you need to know, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Because I'm a real stickler for the truth on things and that the record being set straight. And it turns out, according to Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, he's written a long piece for Fox News. He's done a long investigation, and he has found that government officials from 15 federal agencies knew in 2018 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was trying to create a coronavirus. It turned out to be very much like COVID-19. Not only that, but we helped them. The United States helped them. And it's a man that we have talked about before, Peter Daszak. He had a company called EcoHealth Alliance. And he had a relationship with the Wuhan Institute. Anthony Fauci funded EcoHealth Alliance. And EcoHealth Alliance then sent the money to Wuhan. And it was a plan to alter the coronavirus and create what turned out to be something very similar to COVID-19. This was a long-running project, and they were seeking federal funding in 2018 to alter the virus genetically. And Rand Paul says 15 federal agencies knew. He said not one of these 15 agencies spoke up to warn us that the Wuhan Institute was pitching this research. Not one of the 15 agencies warned anyone that this Chinese lab had already put together plans to create such a virus. Peter Daszak, who ran EcoHealth Alliance, concealed the proposal. A University of North Carolina scientist named Ralph Barrick failed to reveal that Wuhan proposed this virus. And this was called the Diffuse Project. It was to insert something genetically into a coronavirus to create something new that would be quite contagious. He says likely hundreds of people in our government, the U.S. government, knew of this proposal to create a COVID-19-like virus. Virtually every one of these people chose to keep quiet, to obscure, and to ultimately conceal information that might have saved lives. And some of the research money came from the National Institutes of Health, the organization, the government agency that Anthony Fauci run, and it was run through Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance. Peter Daszak is also the one, after the news was going around that the virus may have come from a lab, he got, I believe it was about 50 scientists to write a public letter saying no way that could happen. It came from an animal. It was propaganda, damage control. He had an ad published in the major newspapers signed by all these alleged experts saying that no. Remember, they were calling anybody who accused China of being in on this to be racist. Turns out that was the government covering up for its own sins. Why the American health leaders were involved with the Chinese to create some kind of super virus that then leaked and killed a million Americans among millions of others around the world and completely turned the world upside down. And we are still dealing with the ramifications, the after effects of it all is just, if you put it in a movie, nobody would believe it. But that's the world we live in. 15 agencies. And now you know why Rand Paul, every time he had Anthony Fauci testifying in committee, he went after Fauci so hard. And Fauci would get rattled and he would issue these blanket denials because Rand Paul knew what Fauci knew. And Fauci knew that Rand Paul knew. And they were playing this cat and mouse game. And now Rand Paul has gotten the truth. And his piece is entitled "The Great COVID Cover-Up: Shocking Truth About Wuhan and 15 Federal Agencies." And so this is the reality. Now, this story will probably come and go, but it should be out there. And if we could get, you know, a few hundred thousand more people aware of it who aren't going to read this Fox News story, or that's a good thing, because this was, you know, and the thing is, there was always something fishy about it. Because for China to unleash a virus that caused so much death, really ruined the economy, and there was so little response from the U.S. government, and it always stuck in my head. It's like, why isn't the U.S. government carrying on about this? And it may not have been on purpose to release the virus. It may have been an accidental leak, but we were creating the super virus. We were funding the super virus. With the Chinese. Why are we helping the Chinese? Why is anybody doing this at all? I mean, it's just, and look what happens. None of this had to happen. If you got people who got sick or died, or you lost your business, kids lost their school, people's lives were derailed and upended. Why? Because these government bureaucrats and these creepy researchers had this obsession with creating a super virus. I mean, there's more to this, and I hope Rand Paul keeps at it. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
There's another news story that just came out in the New York Times. There's another Boeing whistleblower who says that the 787 Dreamliner has a lot of flaws in it. And He said the sections of the plane's body are being assembled in a way that could weaken the aircraft over time. And the FAA is investigating these claims. It's a Boeing engineer. He said the sections of the fuselage are improperly fastened together and could break apart mid-flight after thousands of trips. This story was just coming out about 20 minutes ago. The engineer is named Sam Salapur. He worked on the plane, and he gave the New York Times all the details and in documents sent to the FAA. He worked at Boeing for more than a decade. They changed how the enormous sections were fitted and fastened together because the fuselage comes in several pieces from different manufacturers. They're not exactly the same shape where they fit together. So I guess they had to be altered in some way. There's a spokesperson for Boeing that is denying that there's any trouble. They've done extensive testing on the Dreamliner. This is not an immediate safety of flight issue. They're trying to determine if there might be a long-term fatigue concern. Now, that's interesting. So they're not denying it entirely. They just say it's nothing that would happen now. This would not become an issue for many years to come, if ever. So we're not rushing the team. We want to make sure the analysis is comprehensive. So I guess there's something to this because Boeing is not completely rejecting it. They're just saying, well, it's not something that's going to happen today. Wow. Well, it must have been well known what was going on because if all the pieces were coming in from different manufacturers, and I guess it's like a jigsaw puzzle, but the pieces didn't slide together smoothly. Unbelievable. Other news, the Wall Street Journal today had a story about how the first 6 months of this fiscal year, you know, the federal fiscal year starts October 1st of 2023. So the fiscal year is now 6 months gone by. As of the end of March, you know what the federal budget deficit was for the first 6 months? $1 trillion. $1 trillion. And the thing is, it's not a shortage of tax revenue. Tax revenue is up. Tax revenue is up 7%. And income tax is up. The payroll tax revenue, that's where they take out money for Social Security and Medicare. Corporate income taxes rose 35%. How about that? Because the economy was doing well. However, spending is $3.25 trillion. And we're only taking in $2.1 trillion. So there you have it. We have $2.1 trillion incoming in revenue and $3.2 trillion in spending. And the Wall Street Journal says it's the usual suspects. It's Medicare payments, which are up 10%, and Social Security, which is up 9%. And they write, as everyone but the politicians admit, entitlement spending drives deficits and debt. Yeah, that's the big car crash that's going to be coming, because no politician will say that we've got to raise taxes or cut Medicare or Social Security. And no voter wants to hear about it. No taxpayer wants to hear about it. But that's the truth. It's Medicare and Social Security. Either create more revenue to pay for it, or people's benefits have to be cut. Because the math, I mean, this kind of math, because, you know, we're out of the COVID period. You're taking in $2 trillion and you're spending $3 trillion. That is, what do they say? Unsustainable. All right, Conway's here, and Mark Thompson, too.
Yes, hello. Big day here at KFI. Mark Thompson live on KFI, who won't tell me the story off the air, but he took an Uber to work.
Yeah, I did,
he's not happy about it.
I'm not. Didn't go well. I mean, I'll share details because I think they're relatable to other people.
What'd it cost you?
You know what? I hate taking Uber.
Why?
I hate random drivers. A lot of them are disgusting. They
well,
are.
That is a component of this.
Nah, yes. I've never had a bad Uber or a Lyft. But there, one time I took an
take Uber. I was going to say, when was the last time he took
doesn't
one?
Leave Burbank.
But look, I'll show you my phone. I'll show you the last Uber I took to the airport like a week ago. But I took an Uber to Glendale to a party that I had to go to. I knew I was going to be buzzed. And so I took an Uber there. And the guy's driving and he says, you know, I'm only doing this temporarily because there's three agencies and two studios fighting over my script. I'm like, I said, oh, is that right? Okay. And he says, yeah, it's right now it's $600,000. I think we're going to get $1,000,002. And I said, excuse me. I said, you know what? You missed the left. I'm sorry. I just a little distracted. Now,
that's the working title of my script. Missed the left.
No, go again. What happened with the script? And right there, you got. I'll go. Come out here. Let me out here. Right here. Thank you.
Keep you posted on the script.
I think everybody's that close. You know.
Yeah. We're all one Uber ride away.
And then we have a world record for women's college basketball. At the peak of that game, at the NCAA women's final, 24 million. People were watching. It's huge. Huge.
You think that happens next year?
I don't know.
People got caught up in Caitlin.
Although, you know what? She's going to play for Indiana, and the season seats are going through the roof in Indiana. You know, because it's still Midwest. It's very close to Iowa. You know, geography.
She's what? You mean professionally? She's going to be
professionally playing with the Indiana. How about this?
It's the Indiana Fever.
Yeah, the Fever.
They haven't even drafted her yet, and other teams are promoting
Fever,
games against the Indiana Fever.
It's a three-way show now with this guy. Unbelievable. But the name of the team is the Fever, which, coming off a pandemic, odd. Odd. Right? Why don't you just call it the Shakes or the Sweats, right? The hospitalizations. The buses.
All right. Got Conway. We got Thompson.
Dig Dog.
We got Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.